This is Cody,
Riley,
and Lizzie. Today we are doing
a podcast
on the Zodiac Killer, Gary Francis Post.
He was born on July 31st, 1967.
He claimed to have murdered because he wanted slaves in his afterlife.
Let's discuss. I think it's interesting that he said that the reason he killed was that because he wanted slaves in his afterlife. And who knows if there could be an afterlife.
Yeah, he obviously must have believed it if, like, he did think there was an afterlife. But who knows?
Yeah, like, I get it. I guess it is, like, what he believes. But, like, just why?
Mm-hmm. Since we did not figure out his religion through the research we had done, could it have been because of his religion that he believed in this afterlife and or some ritual or some way of doing things that he had believed?
Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't find out his religion, but okay, back to this. He was active in North Carolina and possibly Nevada.
He used guns and knives.
He targeted young couples and he killed one taxi driver.
Let's discuss. Okay, why the one taxi driver?
Yeah.
Could it have been a pattern if he were to kill more that he wanted to go couple, taxi driver, couple, and then maybe another way of Uber? Mm-hmm. Maybe one day a taxi driver or a Uber rider had made him so, excuse me for my language, ticked off.
Yeah.
Yeah. One thing, like, I feel like, what if there's, like, a couple, like, in that car? So he's like, oh, well, let's just attempt to kill a couple, but first I have to kill the taxi driver so, like, he can't see me kill a couple or she can't see me kill a couple.
So there's no witnesses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What?
It's her.
I just read.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Where did we just end off at?
Disgust.
Okay. He claimed to kill 30...
No. Many people believed.
Oh.
Okay. Take three.
Many people believed he targeted young couples because born from a feeling of sexual frustration or that he bored feeling of inadequacy because he was unable to form a good relationship. Let's discuss about that.
See, I don't see how people do actually believe that because didn't he have a wife and child?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, from what the research said that we did.
He had a son, we believe.
He had a son, I believe, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then it said at least one son, so.
Do we know if his son is still alive?
Oh, we should have checked that, but can we just take a fresh start?
Okay. Like, completely? Yeah, okay, first of all, we're going to ask that again, and let's search
it. No, like, completely fresh.
Completely?
Yes, because it's going to be too hard for him to edit.
Oh, my God. Wait, hold
okay.
on.
Okay, we'll just start fresh.
Hold on.
We need to start right. fresh.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to see right. if his son is still alive.
And keep that screen open, so when Riley asks if he's still alive, you can be like, yeah. It says here that. Oh, we're so bad at this.
Okay.
He's gonna.
Okay, hold on.
He's gonna show that to the class. Okay.
Hold on.
See that?
Okay. We'll make sure we can both see.
Yeah.
Okay. Start with the intro.
Okay, let's go. Okay, ready? This is Cody,
Riley,
and Lizzie. Today we are doing
a podcast.
Sorry.
Okay. Take seven. Okay. Ready?
Not the walrus.
God dang it, tea kettle's done. Okay. You all right there?
Oh, Okay, we got it. We got it.
My eye itches.
This is Cotty,
Riley,
and Lizzie. Today we are doing
a podcast
on the Zodiac Killer, Gary Francis Post.
He was born in July 31st, 1967.
He claimed to have murdered because he wanted sleep in his afterlife.
Let's discuss. I think it's odd that he wanted slaves in his afterlife.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, who knew if there really was an afterlife? But, like, also, like, it could be on his beliefs.
Yeah, and or his religion.
Like, his religion, which we don't mm-hmm. entirely know because, like, we didn't really research that part.
Yeah, and, like, the fact that, like, he wanted slaves.
Right.
Or, like, thought, like, slaves would be there is crazy.
Yeah.
Could he have old-fashioned parents who thought of that way? Because he was a white male, I believe.
Right.
And could it have been... Could it have been something that was...
Go!
Oh, my good body.
Guys, we're going to restart again, and we're going to do it well. But listen, how hard do you think it's going to be for him to edit?
Okay.
So, be alone. This is... Listen, and be alone. What?
BLM, Black Lives Matter. She was doing this
because she said he was white.
Slavery.
Okay, Lizzie. Okay.
Oh, that was your people, not my.
What?
Don't even.
Lizzie, fix your mic. You're like not even close to it. No, you don't. You can fix the mic so you're comfortable. You know? Okay.
You guys are crazy, I swear.
Blue, blue, blue Christmas. Okay, I thought we were restarting. Okay.
We're playing this in front of the class.
Okay.
Oh,
that's the edited version. My God. You guys are ridiculous.
Okay. I really hope that he can, like,
not listen to this first part.
He's probably more like the first 10 minutes. Like the fart sounds we made.
Okay, okay. Let's go. This is Cotty,
Riley,
and Lizzie. Today we are doing
a podcast
on the Zodiac Killer, Gary Francis Post.
He was born on July 31st, 1967.
He claimed to have murdered because he wanted slaves in his afterlife.
Let's discuss. I think it's odd that he wanted slaves in his afterlife.
Since mm-hmm. no one we researched and we did not find his religion because I don't think it was out, do we think it could have been tied to that since no one knew?
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, because, like, religions, like, believe mm-hmm. in...
the afterlife.
Yeah. Certain ones, yes. Mm-hmm. And obviously
not all.
His, or possibly his, because he believes in the afterlife. Or it could just be something that he, like, genuinely believed in.
Mm-hmm. He genuinely believed that he could have slaves in his afterlife.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, back to this. He was active in North Carolina and possibly Nevada.
He used guns and knives.
He targeted young couples and then killed one taxi driver.
Let's discuss. I think that's odd that he just killed, like, singled out that one taxi driver.
Could it have been a pattern as he was trying to kill, if he would have killed more, if he hadn't passed away? Could he have gone a young couple, taxi driver, or a driver of some sorts, and then it would have gone couple?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And why young couples? Like, why not old?
Why not married and old and retired and wrinkly?
Well, we don't know if they were married or not.
Well.
Because they're couples.
Right. Like, I don't know. It's all confusing because, like, we didn't really know him as a person.
Mm-hmm.
It's all confusing. As no one knew him. No one really.
Except for his wife and his son.
Do we even know if they know him?
He could have, like, a separate life.
Or, like, he put on, like, that fake face. Mm-hmm. But, okay, back to this. Many people believed he targeted young couples because born from a feeling of sexual frustration, or that he bore a feeling of inadequacy because he was unable to form a good relationship. Let's discuss. Make sure you edit that one out, Mr. Ordapan. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Let's discuss.
Wait, we all gotta do the clap. Or let's all say it. Let's discuss. Okay.
Okay, wait. 3, 2, 1.
Let's discuss. I don't know. Like, why would someone do that? Because, like, he had his own relationship.
How could he feel so inadequate when he was his... If he felt inadequate, if he really did feel inadequate, wouldn't he not have a wife and kids? Because his opinion of adequate would be married with a wife and kids.
Right.
Yeah.
I kind of get, like, this sexual frustration part, because, like, I feel like
he couldn't perform well.
Riley! I feel like a lot of people can have that, but, like, at the same time, it's just, like, why? I guess we don't really know.
Or his wife could have been not satisfied, so she could have had an affair with another man.
Or he wasn't satisfied.
Yeah. Or he wasn't satisfied, and he decided to kill people because he wasn't satisfied.
Yeah.
Okay.
He claimed to kill 37 people, but 5 confirmed dead, 2 injured, and possibly 20 to 28 dead.
Let's discuss.
It's wild how many people are dead because of one person's hands, because of one knife, because of one gun. And it's astonishing to see that so many people can pass away so fast over a small period of time.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, and not even, like, the police haven't, like, caught all of them.
And the 2 injured? The 2 injured, like...
Do we know who they are?
We'll get to that. Mike Renault, Magu, and Brian Calvin Hartnell are the only 2 known survivors.
He taunted police and made threats through letters sent to area newspapers before abruptly seizing communication.
The first letter arrived in August 1st, 1969.
He actually gave himself the title Zodiac in cryptic letters he sent to the press during murder spree. The letters often began with the words, "This is the Zodiac speaking," and contained various cryptograms and taunts alluding to his planned murders. Most of the cryptograms remain unsolved to this day. Let's discuss. I don't understand why he would send letters. Like, I guess that's, like, a good way to, like...
Communicate with your audience, I guess you could call it. Yeah,
like, because he wanted to be known. Like, he wanted to be famous.
He was aroused by the attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, attention, it's like he was attention. Seeker. Yep. That's what I was just about to say. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's all confusing. Yeah. Just this whole...
Dang. Why someone would take their own hand, take their own gun, take their own knife, and see someone's life dripping away from them.
Yeah, also...
Seeing their last light.
What I was going to say is that, like, I wonder what he done, like, to the people that, like, he killed. Like, if he done anything.
Like, necrophilia? I literally think.
Like, with sexual frustration or whatever, if something ever happened to them.
Could it have been
necrophilia? Did he just, like, leave them there? Or did he, like, take...
I'm assuming he took them if the police never caught them.
Yeah, because it said... Well, it said 37 confirmed.
Dead.
So...
But who knows how... If that's, like, the real number or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. The police would have caught him but made a mistake. The crucial mistake... was that... Oh, gosh, darn it!
What happened?
Turn the start of the second page.
Where am I? The first...
He confessed.
Okay.
Wait.
So...
We're starting.
Are you sure that he can, like, do all this?
Yes.
Okay.
We're starting at... He confessed.
Okay. He confessed after the second attack by calling the police, but it was anonymous.
This is the letter the Zodiac Killer wrote. This is the Zodiac Killer speaking. I'm the murderer of the taxi driver over by Washington Street and Maple Street last night. To prove this, here is a bloodstained piece of his shirt. I am the same man who did the people in the North Bay. The San Francisco police could have caught me last night.
I think that me and Riley need a switch spot so I can read that part.
No, I can read it.
You can't.
Yes.
No, you have to restart the whole thing now.
You go British?
British?
I do British a lot now.
Ready?
Blah, blah, blah.
This is the Zodiac Killer speaking. I'm the murderer of the taxi driver over by...
Okay, I'm reading it.
Okay.
You started confessed. Confessed. You're going to read that part.
He confessed after the second attack by calling the police, but it was anonymous.
This is the note that the Zodiac Killer wrote. This is the Zodiac speaking. I'm the murderer of the taxi driver over by Washington Street plus Maple Street last night. To prove this, here's a bloodstained piece of his shirt. I'm the same man who did the people in the North Bay. The San Francisco police could have caught me last night if they had searched the park properly instead of holding road races with their motorcycles to see who can make the most noise. The car driver should have just parked their car or sat there quietly waiting for me to come out of cover. Let's discuss.
I think it's so sad to see that police are so undertrained, and you see some serious topics like police brutality and police racism so much, and to have the police also be so underprepared to deal with some of these serious situations is incredible to see.
Yeah. I think it's, like, crazy that... Like, that could be your opinion, that police are so, like, under-trained or, like, under, like, that. Like, I'm sure, like, people listening
to this, like... They're children, in a way. They act like children.
Right, and I'm sure people listening to this, like, won't agree with you, but that's their opinion, and that's your opinion, but, like, police, like, they do so much for us, but, like, to think that they couldn't have caught this guy.
They could have caught a mass murderer. Is saying it to say it brutally, at least they had the chance and they didn't, and it's because they were undertrained.
They didn't have the chance, though.
They didn't search properly. They made a mistake, which
we'll get to
like more information about.
The police would have caught him but made a mistake. The crucial mistake was that the suspect was identified as a black male on the police radio, which is the reason why the cops didn't stop the killer as they passed by.
The last known victim, a taxi driver, was shot in October 1969. The murderers were the subject of intense investigations over media coverage, particularly because of the killer's taunting letters to newspapers and phone calls to the police.
The Exorcist was a satirical comedy that I have ever seen. Signed, yours truly, 37. He plunged himself into the billowy wave and an echo arose from the suicides. Titwillow, titwillow, titwillow. P.S. If I do not see this note in your paper, I would do something nasty, which you all know I'm capable of doing. Let's discuss. To be that sick to sign the number of people that you killed, like, that's how you sign, like, that's literally so disgusting to me.
It's horrifying, because as all of us being middle school and everyone, most people in Bullock being in middle school, we have to grow up and we have to learn fast. And if you don't learn fast enough, your children can get killed, your family can get killed. You need self-defense, and there's no one helping with that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Its message stated in part that I like killing people because it's so much fun. Another cipher, the 340 cipher, mailed to San Francisco Chronicle in November 1969, was finally decoded in 2020 by a team of three amateur code breakers. Its message began, "I hope you are having lots of fun trying to catch me."
The Zodiac Killer died August 23, 2018, at 80 years old.
Died by septic shock.
Do we want to redo that part so Lizzie can read?
Yeah.
I can't say those words.
No, you can say died August. Okay, right. So
starting I'm going to say died, okay?
You're going to start back at its message, Riley.
Its message stated in part that I like killing people because it's so much fun. Another cipher, the 340 cipher, mailed to San Francisco Chronicle in November 1969, was finally decoded in 2020 by a team of three amateur code breakers. Its message began, I hope you are having lots of fun trying to catch me.
The Zodiac Killer died in August 23rd, 2018, and he was 80 years old.
He died by sepsis shock. Lizzie, redo the part where you said died.
The Zodiac Killer died in August 23rd, 2018, and he was 80 years old.
He died by sepsis, septic shock, dysphagia, and vascular dementia.
Let's discuss.
So that was interesting.
He was a man who was never caught, was entertained by people's suffering and saw as the light went slowly out of their eyes. And as I've said, for someone to be so entertained by that is sick. It's something you shouldn't have to see every day.
Yes.
And it keeps happening every day. And the more you see it, the more it keeps happening. And it's something that will never stop but can be limited. And it's people are choosing not to limit it.
Right. So, yeah, I think that whole topic was definitely... I think it was really interesting that he just did all that. And disgusting and sick. But this is Cotty,
Riley,
and Lizzie.
And that was our podcast on the Zodiac Killer, Gary Francis Post.
Thanks for watching! Or listening.
Okay, we gotta turn it off. How do we turn it off?